I'm here. I'm queer. Deal with it. What'd you say?
I asked if that was from Will and Grace.
I don't know. I'm here. I'm queer is way older than Will and Grace.
Okay. Well, they probably said it.
Oh, my God. What kind of curveball would that be if, like, one of your parents said that?
Oh, geez. Is that me?
Yeah.
Okay. That. Oh, this is my problem. Okay.
If one of your parents said they were gay.
What?
Like, what kind of curveball would that throw if one of your parents said they were gay?
I don't know. It wouldn't be that big a deal.
Okay. I'm just curious.
I think it'd be a big deal. An adult, Kevin Meaney, bless his heart, passed away last year.
Yeah.
About this time. And he said, you think it's hard coming out and saying you're gay to your parents? Try coming out to your wife.
That's true.
He's a good man. Okay, that's it.
All right. Show's over.
All done?
All done.
All done all through.
All done all through.
All we did last time, the last episode, Max and I would talk and then stare at your microphone.
Wait for me to say something, but I wasn't here.
Didn't we? That's exactly what happened.
I've heard lots.
Huh?
I've heard lots of feedback about the last podcast since I wasn't here. Uh-huh. I've heard you guys talked about a lot of things that maybe you wouldn't have talked about when Mom was here. Is that true?
I don't know.
Maxwell?
Is it?
You know what? New day, new podcast.
You haven't listened to the podcast, so that's your fault. So
you're right. I haven't listened to the podcast. It's all hearsay. But let's pick up from where we left off. And you recorded a podcast last Wednesday?
Yeah,
sounds right.
Yeah.
So there was Wednesday, and then there was Thursday, and then there was Friday. And Max has had a very eventful week. Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm.
Eventful. So on the way up here, Max and I talked about what we wanted to share and what we didn't want to share.
You talked about what we wanted to share.
I did. I talked about it. And I made my suggestions, but inevitably this is your podcast and you can share what you want to share.
Like, I don't know if I want to share because I told you I didn't want to share, but then you made it seem like I wanted to share, so.
Okay, well, you know what? Then take a breath, take five breaths right now, and you make your choice. And if you look at me and say, Mom, I don't want to share this, then we won't share it and we'll move around it. But there's been a lot of things that have happened to you and I in the last 4 or 5 days. So we don't have to share details. We can just say some big shit's happened.
Yeah.
So I'm going to shut up. You say what you want to say.
I'm not really.
I'm squeezing my lips together.
Close your eyes for some reason. Nobody can see that.
I'm closing my eyes.
We know if your mouth's closed, but.
She disappeared when she shut her eyes. You can't see her.
You can't see me. You can't see me. All right. Max, you take the reins for the next 10 to 20 seconds and decide how you want to address this.
I don't know. Just big stuff's happened.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff. Gone through a lot. Learned a lot. I don't feel comfortable sharing, so I don't think I am.
Okay. Then what is something you are comfortable sharing? And it could be anything to do with anything or nothing. I mean, it's your choice.
I don't know. You bring up the topics. That's what you're good at. Okay. As we learned last last podcast.
I beg your pardon. I am the only professional broadcast. Well, that's not true. You're a professional.
I'm hardly a professional.
You're a professional.
Okay. Do we?
Max and I did tend to ramble together last week.
I heard about the rambling.
Sorry.
Do you want to address anything that happened at school?
Not really.
Okay. Do you want to address your mental health?
Might as well.
A little bit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to ask the questions? And you answer the questions, or you say, I plead the fifth, or you can do whatever you want. Is the fifth the right amendment in this situation?
I don't know.
I know one of them is you can keep an arm bears. That's all I know.
You rest can keep second. An arm bears, is that what you just said?
I might have that one confused.
You can bear arms.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. Bear, keep an arm, okay.
Or bears. I think we should readdress
hey,
it.
Let me tell you, you can have a gun or you can have a bear with a gun. What are you going to be more scared of? Okay. Yeah.
That's true. Good point.
Did you do anything interesting and special and different with your mother since I've seen you?
Last Wednesday? We've done some things we've never done before since last Wednesday.
No, I thought.
Oh, sorry.
When was it? Sunday?
No, you guys recorded on Wednesday.
We recorded on Wednesday.
You came and picked him up after school. You guys ate your weight in salmon dip and then recorded a podcast, I understood.
Best thing that happened in my life last week was that Kroger didn't have sushi. We went rogue on the crab and salmon dip. No, didn't you? I thought you guys meditated together or something. Is that right?
We did. Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was real interesting.
So here, I will delicately address the things that led up to the things. On Friday, some things happened in our lives that brought to light that Max was struggling in the mental health department. Yes or no?
Yes. Okay. Correct. I'm listening.
It's okay. You do what you need to do. Yeah. So with that said, with all the love in my heart, I thought, what would my parents have done? I'm gonna do the exact opposite. and I don't mean that bad, but I think in the same breath that all of us raising children, we always want better for our children, no matter what generation you are. If you're a baby boomer, Gen X, or whatever you are, you want better for your kids. So I think my dad came from the school of yelling. Like, there was a lot of yelling. And so my dad thought the opposite of yelling is not yelling. So my dad ignored. As opposed to yelling.
Or maybe John Wayne, strong silent type.
Strong silent type. We could do that too.
Yeah.
In my heart, I felt address this with love and compassion. I don't feel like anything bad comes from love and compassion. I'm gonna be truthful in my love and my compassion, but that's the base. So that's where I came from. Some really scary things came up with Max's mental health. Some scary things happened. Disciplinary at school. However, in the scheme of life, in the scheme of this moment right now, it's not that big of a deal. So in my brain, I thought, my son is struggling. My son had to act out. My son was crying for help. And as much as I appeared to be involved in my children's lives, I wasn't. I dropped the ball. I rely on Max to parent himself a lot because he has a special needs sister. That's not fair. And I had to step up my game. Not step up my game. I had to reassess my approach. I had to reassess my parenting. And as fortunate for the people are that are listening that get to parent both of their children or the three of their children or the five or seven or eight of their children the exact same way. I don't have that luxury. My children could not be more opposite. And so I have to approach them very differently. I relied too much on the fact that Max is intelligent.
I was just going to say that. It's the perfect storm. He's by all appearances, he's fine.
By all appearances. That's it. Yeah. By all appearances. And appearances may be the most destructive word in our society right now. My son is intelligent and he's compassionate and he is funny and he is and he is likable. 1,000 things. Things that I hear from other parents all the time. But my son was struggling and he was barely keeping his head above water. And like I've said before, I don't know what it's like to have a special needs sibling. I know what it's like to be the parent of a special needs child. I don't know what it's like to have a special needs sibling. I don't have a point of reference to be Max Hooker. So I had to reassess the situation and say, not that I'm doing it wrong, but what I've been doing isn't working. It may work for some kids. It's not working for Max.
But you thought it was.
I thought it was, but it's also. But I took advantage of the fact that I thought it was.
And
like
he's
I said,
he's exceptional, and that's.
He's exceptional. I mean, yeah. Does he say fuck too much sometimes? Absolutely. Does he like really like super nuclearly not want to put his dirty laundry in the basket? Absolutely. Like little things that are unimportant on this planet. Does he do them? Yes. However, I have assigned very specific things to Max being a successful person. Does Max put his laundry in the basket? Yes or no. Does that make him successful? Yes or no. That, like, why do I have to assign this shit
truthfully,
to something that's
it, yeah,
so unimportant?
It doesn't. Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Well, that's the trick, deciding what does mean something
and what
doesn't.
And that's the thing. That's the effed up thing. So here's what I've done. I took a moment, and I don't know if this was the right decision, and Max can say yay or nay on this or not, but on Friday when I walked into school and found out that Max was in trouble, in my brain, I was like, I'm going to grab him by the hooded sweatshirt, and I'm going to shake the shit out of him. That was my first reaction, was that that's what I'm going to do. Was that going to be helpful? No. Was that going to make you a little bit afraid of me? I hoped so. I have never known a situation where fear has been the answer. Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and who would that have...
Who would that have benefited?
Among the millions of things you've told me that have helped me is that why was I... what I feel I was a bad father. It was, most of my parenting came from anger... And I punished, so it made me feel better.
Yeah, right.
Which is stupid.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. I need to reassess in my situation where I thought going in there, walking in the office, grabbing Max by his sweatshirt and shaking the shit out of him was going to be beneficial. What did you think was going to happen, Max, when I walked in that office that day?
I had no clue.
Were you scared?
Yeah.
Who were you scared of?
Both of you.
Me and Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And what were you scared of?
Nothing in particular. I didn't know.
No, but like, let's... No, I want to be very specific in this because I think fear is... You and I have talked about this actually today. Like, mm-hmm. What makes the world run?
Fear and love.
It's hard to not be afraid.
It's hard to not be afraid, but that's my thing. Were you afraid of disappointing us? Were you afraid of seeing us mad? Were you afraid that we were going to embarrass you? What were you afraid of? Like, if we get specific.
Probably disappointment.
Disappointment. And what happens when you disappoint us? In your brain, what happens when disappointment happens?
I don't know. I can usually just tell not a lot exactly happens, but I mean, it stays for a while.
Disappointment lingers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So are you, can I ask a question?
Yeah, please.
Are you disappointed in yourself?
Yeah.
So you're disappointed that you've disappointed your mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's fair, you know?
I know that. And that was, I guess, my initial reaction was, I'm going to shake the shit out of you. I'm going to make you scared. And somehow you being scared of me is going to make you respect me. Like, in my brain, that's what I thought. Because my dad ruled with fear. And by fear, it was, he didn't say anything, and that made me scared. The things that weren't said made me terrified. And I immediately thought, well, if Max is scared, then he respects me, and then maybe he won't do this again. Is that a way to think? As a parent?
Not really.
Then what would have... If you could have thought for a second in that situation, the best possible scenario for mom and dad to react, what would it have been?
I don't know. I've never been a parent.
But I'm saying as a child and being in that situation and maybe having the foresight to go, God, when I'm a parent, this is actually how I would do this.
I don't know. You never think about what you would do if you're kids in trouble.
Now you do. You've been in trouble, so now you've thought about it.
You know, that might be a good point too. That he
has no.
And
point
I don't
want to
talk
yeah.
like he's not here, but Max has really never. I mean, he's been ornery. He's this and that, but I mean, this is
first time he's been in trouble.
Big time.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, what someone would.
The most extreme trouble he's been in.
Yeah.
Sure.
But look at it like this. What are you two doing about it?
Okay, then let's move that. Okay, then let's move. Let's right.
Look at all the communication that's happening. Look at all the one-on-one time you guys have had in just the past couple of days. I mean,
do you feel like we have?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like it's been beneficial?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I'm going to let you talk from here and share what we've done to move through the fact that you acted out, got in trouble.
There you go. That's the key. Instead of when I was a kid or when I was a father, you didn't move through anything. You immediately denied your feelings.
Push it down.
You got mad for no reason. You certainly weren't getting mad about what you were upset about.
Yeah.
You yelled, you screamed, you cried, you sure. caused a lot of drama. And nothing got solved, nothing changed, and it just kept happening. Instead of...
We're moving through it.
An honest dialogue, you're feeling it, you lean into it, you go with it, then you get on yeah. the other side of it, and...
So Friday was bumpy
mm-hmm.
because it was the initial reaction
mm-hmm.
to disciplinary issues and some mental health things that came to light. I sat with it Friday night and then I made a plan. How do you feel about how we've moved forward through the plan?
Well, I mean, like, I don't know the plan, but I feel like whatever you're doing, it's working, because I obviously don't feel the same way.
Okay, so what did we do? What happened Friday? Or what happened? I know what happened Friday. What happened Saturday? I'm trying to go day by day how we've addressed this.
I don't remember Saturday.
Really. Saturday, you were with your dad. You guys went and bought a Christmas tree, maybe?
Oh, yeah. We went and got the Christmas tree.
Kind of broed it up.
Uh-huh.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to be an ass, but you guys kind of just hung out,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And then Sunday...
He told me some stories, stuff like that.
He shared some things that he experienced as a teenager,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Beneficial?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Sunday, you and I, we went to... What do you want to call that?
Buddhist. We went to a Buddhist teaching.
Yeah, I keep saying Buddha church.
Was
it? But you hate the word church, so you don't want me to say it.
Was it like an organized service? Or
it was. It was an organized. It was. It was kind of. I mean, it was. It was the equivalent of church, but it was Buddhism. Would you say that?
I guess.
Were there was the smoke and the chimes and the bells?
Smoke and chimes.
Don't they have like incense and?
No, there was no incense. Tell him.
Gong? Is the gong? Is there a
gong? Yeah, there was one at the beginning.
There was a gong at the beginning.
Gong.
Yeah. I missed that.
They're right there.
I missed it. So I would say there was probably like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 16, probably 20-ish people.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Because Max does not identify as a Christian or a believer in God or Jesus. However.
No, I think Jesus is cool.
Okay. Then Max believes. But I'm going to say secular religion. Organized religion, Max is not a fan of. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. I was concerned as a parent that my son did not have an ethical or spiritual compass, and that might have been an issue in what we were experiencing. We don't have anybody in our family that like Uber goes to church. We don't have anybody in our family that's like super Jesus freak. We don't have anybody in our family. We just, you don't, like, you, like, think about your grandma or your aunt or that person that, like, regardless, like, she was praying for you. Like, regardless of what you believed, she would be like, I'm praying for you. And you'd be like, damn, I believe her. Like, regardless of what your spiritual opinion is or beliefs, like, there's always that one person in your family that you're like, damn, I actually believe what she's saying. And I would say we have that in our family. We have one person.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't go to church necessarily, but who would you say that is?
Karen, probably.
Aunt Karen. She doesn't go to church, but she is a God-fearing woman. And when she says she's praying for you, you feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's for real. However, Max has read a couple books about the Buddhist religion or the Buddhist culture or however you want to say it. And he identified with it. So I found a Buddhist center on the east side of Indianapolis, and we visited it. And we did like a 3-hour teaching that day.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was baptism by fire, if you could say that. Like it was intense.
Seems a little windy.
It was long. It was long. But you know who we saw there?
Who?
Of all the things, obviously we would not anticipate seeing anybody that we knew or recognized. And guess who we saw?
I don't have the slightest idea.
Jay Baker. Jay Baker and his wife.
No kidding.
Attend the same center.
Know,
yeah, and you have discussed this with
and
him.
And I
yeah.
have talked to Jay about that center.
And I looked at Jay. Max and I are sitting on cushions and Jay is sitting in a chair. And I turned around and I was like, holy shit. And I said, hey, Jay, I'm not sure if you remember me. My name is Jess Hooker. And he was like, oh, my gosh. It was one of those things where you don't recognize someone in a completely
right.
different
Until
setting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And like, gave us a book and said, hey, this is where we are. This is where we are in the teaching. And then at the tea break, he gave us butter tea, which is actually not tea at all. It's more like a broth. And I had some chai, and Max enjoyed the butt. Like, it was great. And him and his wife, he's been a member for, like, 10 years. His wife been maybe 15, 17 years. But it's so funny who you'd,
mm-hmm.
We did not anticipate seeing
when
anybody
you say,
there.
When you say that, of course, that, yeah.
You remember all that.
I remember all of that.
Yeah. And he listens to the Chick McGee show, and he felt like he knew Max and was very complimentary of Max's character and all these things. And it was
very cool.
Yeah. So Max isn't someone who takes in information and then feels the need to regurgitate it. His mom is more like that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to uber talk about all of it all the time.
Okay. And sometimes she likes to paraphrase.
I like to paraphrase all the things and say, do you understand? Should we discuss this more? Blah, 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 blah. So I didn't, but I didn't do that. I tried to not get my feelings hurt because Max didn't want to talk about it afterwards, and I thought it was going to be the end-all be-all and change his life and make everything great, but it didn't.
I couldn't follow.
So it was a lot to follow because here's the thing.
So not only did you want it to be the end-all and be-all and change his life, mm-hmm. you wanted it to happen then.
I want it to happen Sunday.
Right now.
Sunday, I need to happen all right now.
Mom, this is it.
Yeah.
So what happens if it happens like a month or 6 months or 2 years down the line? Remember that service with Mom? That really made an impression on me.
But Max said
that's no good later.
Well, here's the thing about a Buddhist teaching. They only teach in Tibetan.
Well, no, they don't always teach in Tibetan.
But our instructor or our monk teaches in Tibetan.
So I don't know. I don't know Tibetan.
I don't either. But you have to have a
interpreter.
An interpreter. So as much as you see the monk like passionate and sharing and feeling and having all the feels and doing all the things, then you have to wait for the interpreter to do the interpreting.
What?
And there's a little bit lost in translation.
So how many? What's the class size? Is it one interpreter for one person or one interpreter for everybody?
There's one interpreter for one monk, and then there's 20 parishioners? I'm not sure.
That tell you what they're saying?
No. The interpreter tells the 20 parishioners what the monk is saying.
What's a
parishioner? Like someone who attends. That attends.
Who's attending the church.
Attending the center. I don't even know if they call it parishioners.
Yeah, maybe. They may be.
Practitioners. I think it is actually practitioners when you talk about Buddhism. So Max is like, I really didn't follow it. There was a lot to follow. And he's right. It was a lot to follow. But I thought, like, if he grabs a couple of things, then that's better than where we were. So anyway, 3-hour Buddhist teaching. Monday. What do we do Monday?
We I just totally lost everything.
Monday was yesterday. Monday we I know what we did, but I'm not going
to
say it until
you do. I love this game. I went to the grocery store and I got an apple. And I got a banana.
Maxwell, yesterday we went to... You're really looking at me and I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to need you to use your brain power.
I can't remember what I did.
Okay, but you can remember. Don't say can't. I can remember and it'll come to me soon. Your mom is such a hippie.
You know, there's a scientific process that your brain goes through is that why you can't remember some things like this, and you have to take a breath. Your brain's like a file cabinet. Wait a minute. No, your brain's not like a file cabinet. Your brain's like a abacus. And no, wait a minute. Your brain's...
Is that one of those things you count on?
Yeah, it's a beat.
Right.
Yesterday...
We...
Give them a hint.
No.
Okay.
Yesterday was
Monday, December the 10th, the day of our Lord.
No, it wasn't. It's Monday.
It was Monday. It was Monday, December the 10th, right?
No,
11th. It was the 11th. Sorry.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Was there a baby involved?
There was no babies.
Oh, see, I'm stymied.
There's
now.
A baby That's involved tomorrow. Yeah, there is a baby involved tomorrow.
That was a good guess.
It was a good guess.
Did you leave?
Did we leave New Pal?
Did you leave the Grove, New Pal? Did you leave the Grove?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
See? Max,
what did we do yesterday?
We went to the therapist.
We did. And how did that go?
It was all right.
And?
And that's about it. Right?
No, you tell me.
It was your mom's therapist, right?
You know what she does? She talks for forever. And then she just stops randomly and is like, you get it? You get it? You want to go off this now?
I do. I want you to. I feel like I've been talking too much, and now it's your turn.
Well, I didn't know when you were going to stop, so I wasn't ready.
Okay, well, then you go ahead. Well, you could take it from here. You met with your therapist, my therapist.
She's really cool. But why do I have to say
happened? You don't have to say anything that what happened.
Well,
I'm just saying that our steps.
Feel like that.
That's not my intention, A. Two.
Back off.
I made Max back off. I was very leery to send you to anyone that I hadn't talked to.
Yeah.
I've been thrown to the wolves when it comes to therapists as a teenager, and I feel like I had a lot more therapists that did harm than did good. And so I wasn't just going to take you to a mental health facility and say, here, fix my son. Instead, I wanted someone who kind of knew our family story, knew our situation with sister, knew the situation between your dad and I, knew the situation of how you came into this planet. That was important to me. And I think that's important to your story. And luckily, our friend Lisa was very open to talking to you.
Yeah.
And she has now become your therapist. I'm going to forego my appointments because she's so wonderful that she's not taking new patients. So I'm going to forego my appointments so that Max can go on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Not every other week, but.
No, right now Max needs to go. Max needs to go. Mom will do some meditations.
You can go with him. I can do my own thing. And make sure the coffee bar is in top order.
I did the last time you were, when you were in therapy yesterday, I organized the coffee in the tea bar while you were in there.
Of course you did.
I know. Of course.
Of course you did.
Of course you did.
I think that's what I texted you.
Do you? I've been in therapy since I was probably 13, 14, 15 years old, somewhere around there.
Yep.
Do you think that lots of people would benefit from therapy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How so?
There's no way to really put it in words, I guess, but like, it's just a way to get your mind, is that how you would say, get your mind off things?
Yeah, or work through things.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. My big thing is, I'm going to be very honest. When I was your age and I was going through puberty and I was going through some shit with my parents, it was medicine, medicine, medicine. And that may have just been the 90s because antidepressants were all the rage.
Took them all.
All of them.
I've had them all.
Try all of them. My approach,
except
however.
Except Wellbutrin, I
You didn't try that one?
No, that makes you cry. Don't worry about that. Forget that one.
I don't need help crying.
Okay.
My thing with you is let's exhaust all possibilities without medication before we decide medication is the last option. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Am I boring you? No. Are you bored? So what?
Getting a little repetitive here. I know what I did in the past couple of days.
What?
I don't know. I just want to talk about more interesting subjects, that's all.
You don't want to talk about the last couple of days?
Not really. When I said I didn't want to feel comfortable talking about it, that's kind of what I meant. So.
Okay, you know what? Then I messed up. Let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll discuss whatever you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You'll talk more than I talked the last break. Uh-huh. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Do you have some points? Do you have some things you'd like to discuss?
Well, that documentary that I didn't get to finish.
Oh, okay. That's a teaser. Okay. Yeah. That's what you call a teaser.
Yeah.
Obey?
Obey Giant.
Obey Giant. We're going to touch on Obey Giant.
That looked great.
It's so good. And I'm only like 10 minutes into
that
it.
Yeah, that likes a crazy designer and he's unbelievably.
All right.
Great. Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been
Don't Be a Dick Podcast.
And we're taking a break and we'll catch you in a couple minutes. Uh-huh. Maxwell, you just scared everybody that was listening.
What the hell was that?
Wait, were people listening?
Yeah, because it's recording.
I didn't know it was recording yet.
When I look at Chicken and say, are you going to turn this on or not? That usually means we're going to record.
Okay, sorry. Not really. That was probably really funny.
No, I bet it wasn't. Yeah. If somebody just shat their pants in their car, it was not funny.
It probably was.
No.
They're probably laughing right now about it.
But they're not. I would be irritated and mad and never listen to this podcast again.
That's not how that works. Hey, don't put that idea in their heads. They need this podcast.
No, so she's mad at me because I told her that I didn't like what she was saying because I didn't feel like we wanted to talk about
it. Well, you know what?
Well, she kind of talked in generalities, though. I mean,
I was general.
She wasn't
Chick,
specific.
Quick, defend me.
Chick.
Go.
I'm just trying to antagonize her. Play.
Why would you do that?
Play with me.
Why would you do that?
Don't antagonize
that.
Me.
I will antagonize you because I am your son, and you antagonize me because I am your son.
I don't antagonize you.
Full of shit.
Maxwell.
You know what we talked about when you weren't here is how you like to
I heard some things you guys
scare
talked
people.
About.
Oh.
You talked about me scaring people?
Oh, well, did you?
Yeah, I love to scare people.
Your son speculated that maybe you played the cymbals in high school band because the way you hit the pan lids together and scare
A,
people.
I did not. I was not in the band. B.
Two.
The only reason I ever banged the pot lids together was because it scared the holy hell out of Uncle John, and that was funny. I used to think it would be funny to scare Chick. Chick doesn't scare.
You
he
know
said,
why?
He looks at you and he goes, look at me. Like the loudest noise you've ever heard, catastrophic, terrifying, all the things. You do something, you look at him, waiting for his response in fear, and he goes, oh, my God. Like, literally, like, that's all you're going to
you
get.
You scared the heck out of me,
it's
is what
so,
I, but you did.
It's such a waste of energy to try to scare Chick because he doesn't scare.
You know why I don't scare?
Why don't you scare?
Because I've been around. I've seen some stuff, okay?
But I love to scare people, yes. Terrifying. I like to scare, but you can't scare, well, you can scare Addy, but Addy's the same way. Addy will look at you, mostly in, like, disgust. Yeah, she's pissed off. She'll go, you just scared me. And that's it. That's all she'll give you.
If you scare your mom,
she's pretty general anyway.
If I scare you, if you scare me,
you scare her,
I'm throwing bows.
She's going to hit you with an elbow or punch you in the arm or smack you in the face is what she does.
Is that true?
Or she whines. She goes, why did you do that?
I don't whine.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I never whine.
You whine all the time when we're messing with you.
Yeah. Stop it.
Because you shouldn't mess with me. I'm your mom.
In that quotation, it probably should have been mother. Try it again.
Because you shouldn't mess with me. I'm your mother.
There you go. See?
Better? Was that
yeah.
Better? Okay.
Yeah.
Was that better?
How'd that feel? Did it feel better?
Okay. I felt more alive. So, Max, what documentary did you watch this afternoon before we came over here?
Obey Giant. I didn't get to finish it, so I don't know everything.
Let's talk about it.
Well, what's his name?
Is the guy's an he's
Banksy?
He's a designer. Is it Banksy or is it another one?
The guy who did the Andre the Giant has a posse.
And he
put
came
those stickers everywhere.
He came up with the Obey stuff, and didn't he do the Obama
Banksy
thing?
Banksy did the Obey stuff.
Yeah, that's why it's Obey Giant.
But I don't know the connection between Obey and Giant.
Have you seen Exit Through the Gift Shop? Isn't that
about Andre? Banks? Andre the Giant.
I know who Andre the Giant is, Maxwell.
That's what Giant stands for.
Andre Giant's been dead for 20 years.
Yeah, but he did the Andre the Giant stuff.
You know the Redskins gave him a tryout. You know that, right?
They did?
Yeah.
That's nice.
He couldn't move very well.
What happened to the Redskins this weekend?
Yeah, would you like to explain that, Chick?
Oh, I didn't watch. I didn't look.
Hey, why don't you watch your Falcon's mouth, pal?
Hey, they're fine. They beat the Saints. That's all I care about.
That's true. That was a good game.
That was a good game. They came back.
Who's in Obey Giant? Are you looking that up?
It's a documentary, so it's all real people. It's not like animals.
Yeah, it's
about
Banksy.
Who? Is it Banksy?
Mm-hmm. He's in there.
Well, that's exactly what I said. I come around the corner. I'm like, what are you watching? He's like, Obey Giant. And I was like, what's this about? And I was like, oh, wait, is this the artwork of Banksy? And Max was like, yeah. And I was like, well, is it like, is it a confirmed or approved or like
Banksy knows they did
Banksy
it.
Knows they did it. Max is like, he's in, like, this is him, Mom. This is in the documentary. And I was like, well, I didn't know if they took footage from other places and they put it in here and they did a documentary. Like, people do unauthorized documentaries. Well, he's talking right now.
It said Hulu original.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hulu is the authority of.
Oh, it is Hulu. Okay.
Of documentaries.
Yeah.
I think the Jim Carrey, Andy Kaufman thing's on
Netflix. Yeah.
Netflix. Yeah.
It is. Max and I listened to some YouTube Jim Carrey today. Jim Carrey does a couple of like graduation speeches. Is that what that was?
Yeah.
What'd you take from those? I listened to like a handful of them. And then when we ate lunch, I asked Max to sit down and listen to a couple with me.
Was that when he gave the cat Cheerios?
Yeah,
that was exactly when he did.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like not my social studies teacher, but a social studies teacher in my grade did the same thing with his students, and one of my friends told me about it, so. And Gavin, my friend, was really worked up about it. So
worked up how?
Like existential crisis almost. He's just like freaked out. He didn't do anything all of art. We were just like sitting there. And
because he was so moved by what was said?
Yeah, and he kept on like bringing it up to me. I'm like, yeah, dude.
What was said that he kept bringing up?
The whole like everything is based off fear and love is what the teacher.
Which is, I mean, that's not a new concept.
Yeah. But
and
I mean,
we heard Jim Carrey say it again today. And I think we also heard it on Sunday in the Buddhist teaching that inevitably that's what everybody runs on, fear and love. But what were we watching? Were we watching something Sunday night? And a woman made a decision, and I was like, who runs the world? Remember that? Mm-hmm. What were we talking about?
I have no clue.
It was some...
You do that with dad, not me, so...
Okay, well, I'm just saying he needs to know that women run the world, too, all right?
Well, you've never done that with me.
Okay, well, look at me now. Who runs the world? Who runs the world?
I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
No, because it's forced, and it's not real.
Say it.
You force this.
Girls.
Okay.
Girls run the world. Punk. Anyway, we were watching something in regards to, like, politics or documentary. I don't know what it was. But a man made a decision based on love. And it was politically driven. And inevitably, she made the call and he followed her lead. So that's where I said. But there's just been a handful of things that have happened in the last 3 or 4 days where life decisions have been based on fear or love. And then Max goes, that's so weird because the coolest teacher in 8th grade said the same thing. That everything is based on fear or love. Decisions made, fear or love. And through everything that's happened with Max, it's been very eye-opening for me, reflective. If Max is suffering from some depression, if Max feels lost, if Max feels that there's a crisis or a standstill, or that everything's kind of imploding and it's the perfect storm right in this moment. I feel like that's very reflective of the parenting that's going on.
Yeah. I guess that's the natural assumption.
I don't know if it's natural. I don't think a lot of parents... I'm not tooting my own horn here, but...
No,
beep,
no.
Beep. I don't think a lot of parents would look at themselves and say...
No, I think a lot of parents would look at themselves but not do anything about it.
Oh, not say it out loud? Yeah.
Or put it back on the kid, or...
Well, would you do?
You know?
Max, would you do?
Yeah, what was your role in this?
Yeah. No, but here's the thing. That's what's hard for me is that Max is 14, but... It feels like he is light years ahead of most 14-year-olds. And so I have a lot of expectations that maybe are not realistic. No, not maybe. They're not realistic. They're not realistic. Because as mature as I felt or thought I was or was perceived by adults around me when I was 14 years old, I wasn't. I wasn't. I would have loved to just been a kid. And done kid things and had.
Well, but did you think that when you were 14, or did you like the attention that you were an adult?
It on.
You wanted to be a kid. Even then, you wanted to be a kid.
Even then, I wanted to be an adult.
You wanted to be an adult. Right.
I always wanted to be an adult.
Right.
Like
right.
I wanted to be a part of adult conversations.
Right.
I always wanted to be in the adult. I mean, I'm gonna say I was like 6 or 7 when I first remember going, fuck the kids table. Like, I'm gonna be over here.
This is where the action is,
and that's why. And I think that's why I've consciously never had a kids' table at any of our events or our activities or our holidays, because I think it's a load of crap.
Yeah,
I've never set my kids up at a kids' table. I don't like it.
It's no fun.
No, it's not any fun.
Okay, for those of you who don't know, I've been drawing this entire time, so that's why I'm not saying anything. Monkey's taking away my pencil.
That's true. I get it, like, to be, like, need a little bit, but this is the second part of the podcast.
Sorry. I get really into it, and I don't say anything.
Okay, well then, you know what? I talked a lot the first part, and you got fussy with me, so... You go ahead and take the lead this second part.
I didn't get fussy because he talked. I got fussy because I didn't like what you were talking about.
All right. Well, then you know what? You decide what we're going to talk about.
All right.
Ask me some questions then if you want to get fussy. Ooh, his eyebrows just came up. He got all,
You can ask your questions if you want. Go ahead.
I guess. I have to now.
You don't have to.
No. Well, I'm going to.
One, two, three, go.
What's your favorite color?
Green.
Okay, yeah, I already knew that. I just
hi, I'm Buddy the Elf. What's your favorite color?
Green, yellow, gray.
Good luck finding your dad.
In that order.
Got real excited.
Good luck finding your dad, buddy. Thank you, Narwhal. Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
That's a good movie, though. So. You're right. You're right.
Okay. You got something you've always wanted to ask your mom that you've never asked her?
No, I usually ask you anything.
That's probably true. No? That's all you got. Favorite color. Really? Like, here we are.
On
just
the spot. I'm sorry.
Balls out. Yeah. You can ask me whatever you want. You asked me my favorite color.
Yep.
All right. I have a question for you. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Who runs the world? Say it. You're a feminist and you know it.
Girls.
We just talked about this. Did you know what Dad told us this before we left? Webster said that the word of 2017 is
feminism.
Yeah.
Hooray, hooray.
So we were actually talking about it, and Max, what did you ask me on the way here? We were talking about it, and you were like, but feminism isn't the same as when you were like when you were a kid.
Yeah, because it can also be used as like a characteristic as to
as it, opposed to a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Max said, were you raised as a feminist? And I was like, yeah, but not on purpose. Uh-huh. Like, it wasn't a word that we used in our household, but being raised by my dad, it was, you're going to know how to change your oil. You're going to know how to run your money. You're going to know how to, what else did I say?
You said,
there were just a handful of things that my dad made sure I knew how to do. And it wasn't feminism. It's that my dad didn't. I mean, in the late 90s, it wasn't feminism. It was my daughter doesn't need a man. Like it, but we didn't use the word feminism because feminism in the late 90s meant Alanis Morissette and not shaving your armpits and being a lesbian. Like, that's what it was. And my joke's always been, I listened to a lot of Mary Chapin Carpenter before I realized I wasn't a lesbian. I love her. Still love her. But my dad just gave me a lot of tools to not rely on a man to run my household. But it was never talked about as being a feminist. And now Max says, like, a characteristic of who I am is that I'm a feminist, but Max is like, but for him, it's like in his generation, like, you're a feminist and that's what you are. Like, there's no, you don't get to be other things too. Like, you get to be that and that is all. Mm-hmm. That's how he feels. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the conversation we had on the way here.
Yeah.
Are you a feminist?
Yeah.
How come? What makes you a feminist?
I wouldn't say I necessarily like classify myself as a feminist. I think everybody just deserves equal rights, you know? We're all the same people, really.
I what about a personism? Mm-hmm. What about, you know,
as opposed to people? Feminism just people. Yeah.
How about we're all happy. Let's do that. That'd be nice.
Let's do that.
Simple human kindness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Use that term a lot lately. Do you think that your mind would change as you marry a woman and maybe have a daughter?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because right now, your point of
but
view...
But I'm not saying I'm not a feminist, and I'm not saying I'm against feminism, so it's not like...
Is there anything that you're, like, steadfast on? That you're, like what I say, like, is there something where you know that it's going to draw a line in the sand, and people are going to be on one side, and other people are going to be on the other? Or are you such a people pleaser that you don't want to claim to be one thing or another?
It's not that I don't want to claim to be one thing. I just don't see the point in it, you know? Like, we don't really need labels. Nobody needs labels. We're all the same thing, really. Who cares what we do or what we think, really?
That's interesting that you qualified that as people pleaser.
I did, absolutely. Absolutely, I did.
But I mean, I think me and you both are people pleasers.
Well, I don't think that name calling is necessary at this point. I'm just kidding.
No, but
you think I'm a people pleaser?
Maybe it's my.
You think I'm a people pleaser?
To some extent.
No, if that's what you think, I want you to stand behind what you think. Don't say what you want me to hear.
Don't put me on the spot.
All right. But you think I'm a people pleaser.
And yeah, to some extent.
In terms of
you care for people, and sometimes you care for people more than yourself. But I do the same thing, so.
Well.
The only word I'd take out of that sentence, in my opinion, would be sometimes.
You think I do it all the time?
I don't
know. I think so, yeah.
Okay,
but the only thing you're losing is yourself.
My own happiness. So
yeah,
what does it matter? But we just talked about this in the Buddhist teaching on Sunday. When you give to other people, you find what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get lost in giving to other people. I think that things that get lost is the people that want to receive your attention.
I think, yeah, it depends on who you're
giving. It's how people manipulate
exactly
what you're giving.
Yes. People that expect compared to people that
or take advantage.
Are grateful.
Or, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I agree. Do you know people in your life that are like that? That's what I'm curious about. When you're 14 and you just want to hang and like be cool.
Just want to have a good time.
Have a good time. I just want to have a good time, man.
Want to laugh.
Like, it's hard to see where 14-year-old kids are going to manipulate your time. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I think that. Oh,
that
my
happens?
Gosh. Oh, gosh, yeah.
You have friends that would manipulate your
but
time?
But I think they would manipulate on, like, with clicks and with the clothes you
wear.
Oh,
not necessarily, like, not necessarily. Okay, here. This
have
is my,
you do something
to
for
to
them.
To Max.
Yeah.
This is my question to Max. It's not necessarily manipulating time. It's manipulating, like, how much control or, you know what I mean? Like, how much influence they have on you. Mm-hmm.
How much of, like, what they do can impact your time almost, right?
Right. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Being 14 now and being 14, you know, 22 years ago, it's very different.
Yeah.
That's what
there's more rules.
There's more rules now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's more rules because it's necessary?
No.
No. More rules are not necessary.
No.
No. Okay.
I think there's more rules because people get more scared.
People or parents?
Everybody.
Are you scared?
No. Like, people are, like, get more scared for their children, in a way. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, 22 years ago, people didn't give a shit what your kid was doing. Like,
it was different.
Yeah, you could do whatever you want. You could, like, run around to your friend's house and do whatever. Now, all the parents and all the adults want to know exactly what their kid's doing.
At all times.
At all times, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can honestly say that given, like, I have it on my phone where I could literally look at where you are at all times.
Yeah, well, I don't have my phone, so you can't anymore.
No, you're right, I can't, because you're right by my side all the time.
Yeah, I had to do that. So.
Yeah. But I didn't utilize that all the time. If you told me you were at your friend Gavin's, or you told me you were at your friend Matthew's or Devin's, I actually believed you.
Mm-hmm.
I never lied
to you, though.
No, you didn't give me a reason. You didn't give me a reason to think that you were lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
if you could look and see where your parents were at all times, would you look?
No.
You just don't care.
Yeah.
So they're not in my face, man, okay? Well, we've talked about this, the level of parental participation.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as opposed to when I was in high school. Yeah. I played 4 years of football. I wasn't great, but I was okay. We almost made the state playoffs my senior year. We were undefeated, untied. I mean, it was...
You're talking to a new pal kid here. That doesn't mean anything. Sorry.
Yeah, well, you guys have that every other year. But my point is, my mom and dad came to one football game over 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't... I don't know. The three of us... And it was just the three of us. So there, I didn't know...
You only had one kid.
So. I didn't know where they were, and they didn't know where I was, other than I was... I got into trouble, but not a lot of trouble. And it's only taken me a lifetime to work through everything, so...
Yeah.
Maybe I've talked myself into a circle.
No, I don't think so. I think that it's...
There are no guidelines. There are no rules. There are no, well, you need to pay more attention. Well, you need to pay less attention. You need to...
That's the biggest thing. We just talked about this in the Buddhist teaching on Sunday, which Max claims he didn't get anything from.
The interpreter sucked, okay?
Maxwell, don't be rude. Maybe she's still practicing. Don't be rude to her, though.
You said the exact same thing.
I didn't say. I just said that there's a lot lost in translation is what I said.
Yep.
However...
Yesterday, we had the exact same conversation.
Yeah, and I just said, you see how passionate the monk was.
You said she sounded like the adults in Charlie Brown, okay? You did Yeah, you did that exact same thing.
Actually, you shouldn't, like, okay, you know what? If you're going to say shit like this, then I'm going to say this. Do you think that it benefited her sharing that information? No, it didn't. It was rude and mean, and I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do that. She gave her time, and she knows Tibetan, which is way more than I know.
So was she translating it into English, but you couldn't understand the translation?
No, he was very passionate in what he was delivering.
Oh, okay.
She just said her it. She like wrote it out.
She just wrote it out, and she gave it, which
oh, okay.
You could tell she was still learning.
Okay.
And that there was, no, I there, think was she knows. There was a little bit of passion lost in the translation is all I'm saying. I would love to learn the language. I would love to know. But that's how they teach is only in Tibetan. So that's how it goes.
Cause,
well, somehow cause Tibetan he doesn't wrong to say that. Tibetan?
Well, that's Tibetan. What it is.
I know, but it feels wrong to say. Feels weird.
I don't think so.
But you would see him smile and laugh and use his hands and just be full of life and what he was delivering. And then I did. I said, and then she would respond, and it would be like, mah, 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 mah. That's what it felt like. That's true. I did say that. But I feel like an asshole because...
You had that thought?
No, because I verbalized it. I didn't have to say anything. Like, just saying things...
Well...
I wasn't meaning... I don't want to be hurtful.
But in all fairness, you were talking to your son in a private moment.
I was, and then this jerk shared it with the rest of the world.
I'm going to know why we're still talking about it.
Okay, then move on.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were talking about labels and the things that we assign to people, that's where things get sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're assigning labels or titles or emotions, that's where things get turned upside down. Yeah. Nothing is nothing, and everything is everything. And it's all a load of shit. Come here. Ooh, ooh. Okay, what else were we talking about? Max and I have to get caught up on This Is Us.
Yeah.
We haven't watched it in about 6 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. So we haven't watched that. We know she's pregnant. We know she loses the baby, and that's about
what?
All. Oh, shit. You really didn't know?
No, I...
What about the bear attack? Did you go over to the bear attack?
We didn't talk about the bear attack. That's how the house catches on fire from the bear.
Stop.
He chases the... The bear has a hot marshmallow and he runs into the house.
We're such dicks.
He's like juggling it.
He's juggling the bear's like, oh, it's hot.
And then it drops it on a piece of newspaper.
Catches the drapes. The next thing you know, the dad's dead.
Do you find out... Do you find out how the fire happens?
What am I supposed to say here?
Just tell us yes or no.
Don't say anything.
No, you don't. You don't know how it happened.
Okay, I think you're an asshole because your loyalty's to him and you're
doing what he said. Mom, stop. You're going to ruin the entire thing. We're never going to watch it ever again.
I tell you what, I'm getting a little tired of them. I don't know what I'm getting tired of.
What, the sad sap bullshit?
Yeah. Little big whiny baby. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
I think Josh said that. He's like, oh, what happened? Your mom spanked you one time when you were a kid and it wrecked your life. That's what he thinks the extreme of This Is Us is about. Like, nothing really bad happened. Okay, their dad died in a fire. That's pretty bad.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my dad died unexpectedly.
Not in a fire.
Yeah.
And you were an adult. You weren't 15.
That's true.
I'm not allowed to speak on your family.
Sure you are.
Let's stop.
I can't imagine. I don't. Yeah, I don't know. That's rough. How old were you? 21?
23.
How old?
March of 81. So I would have been 23. I would have been 24 that November. 24. Yeah.
Mm. I think that's the same age my dad was when his mom died.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Huh.
Yep. I'm trying to think who died when I was that age. My Aunt Rosie. She was really important to me. She died when I was about that age. My grandpa died, but I don't care about him. And I think that's it.
Aren't we about done with funerals, Max? Are you done with, like, the body being at the funeral? Or
our family is adamantly in favor of pro-funeral cremation.
Of what?
I mean,
cremation?
The hooker, like, right. This, like, us, if one of us goes, like, it's a cremation.
So we can have them around.
It's a nice picture.
That's my thing, is that I've always said to my kids, which I wonder how this affects them being so, talking so openly about my death, that,
it's really uncomfortable.
Okay, well, you know what? That's what your mom does. She's in the business of uncomfortable. That if I die, you cremate me, and then you put me somewhere where you have to walk past me every day, and you have to say good morning, Mom, and you have to say good night, Mom, and I want you to know that I'm watching every move you make.
Holy
so.
Hell, really?
Yeah.
Every step you take,
I'll be watching you.
You guys are jerks. No, I'm just saying that I don't want you to have to go somewhere to visit me. Like, if you have a hard day and you come home and you look at the mantle or you look at the shelf or, you know, you look at your nightstand and you say, Mom, this sucked. I want you to know that I'm there. Like, this is, it's not, you don't have to come to the cemetery. I'm not going to inconvenience you with my shitty death by making you travel to talk to me. But in all actuality, even if I was buried or burned or whatever the case may be.
Or a bear got loose in the house.
Or a bear got loose in the house, burned it down, or ate me alive, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in your presence for the rest of your life.
Well, that's going to happen if you're...
Not to creep you out or anything, but I'm haunting you. I don't know what a noise... Boo! What is it? What noise does a ghost make?
Boo! Are you scared now?
I don't have a good ghost noise. Maxwell. Would that be scary?
No.
No.
One of the comedians does that about a...
What?
Where's the remote?
Yeah, I saw one where it's like... They don't like flip... They don't flip off... Turn on the lights off and on... Because they want to scare you. It's because it's modern technology. Most of these ghosts are from like the 1800s.
They don't know what the heck is this?
That's funny. I didn't think about that. I don't know. I used to be scared to death of ghosts when I was a kid.
Not like now.
Still very scared of ghosts. Yeah. I'm very scared of ghosts. Terrified if I ever moved, there would be a ghost in the house. Like haunted.
I still think there's ghosts. Like everywhere, though, you know.
I think you're wrong.
I think I'm right. They don't stay in the same place forever, Mom.
Why not?
Cause that'd be boring.
Yeah, well, if they're ghosts and they're haunting people and they're
imagine having to stay in the middle of a
of
like a Western.
Yeah, like Death Valley. You're just sitting there.
So you think.
Or they put like trash on top of you and it builds up, you know?
Oh, like what if you died where they put a dump?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So you think that there's ghosts where we live?
Yeah, I mean, ghosts are everywhere, though, you know?
I think you're wrong.
I think I'm right.
I think you're wrong.
Like, they just don't come in with human interactions all the time.
Oh, so you there's...
You ever seen the movie Ghost?
Yeah.
Good ghost,
yeah.
Bad ghost.
My dad took me to see it. My dad used to come and pick us up on Wednesdays and take us to the movies, and he fucking took us to Ghost.
It was a good movie.
I was in the third grade.
And you were scared of ghosts. He knew you were scared of ghosts to start with.
I was terrified. Between Whoopi Goldberg and Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze, it was the worst thing that could have ever happened.
But Patrick Swayze.
When did you watch Ghost?
When I was alone.
When?
I watch movies by myself because I don't like other people watching them with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I like to go to the theaters with other people, though, because everybody's there, you know?
It's like a social thing?
Yeah. So...
Max and I and his dad went and saw Lady Bird on Sunday.
Lady Bird is so good.
Max loved it.
It was so good.
Mom, on the other hand.
Lukewarm?
We both agreed the ending did. Eh.
It's all right.
It was bumpy.
Yeah.
But it's a girl who graduates in the year 2002. I graduated in the year 2000, the year of our Lord. And so, I don't know, a lot like... the Dave Matthews song Crash.
Oh yeah, that's a good.
Pops
one.
Up a couple times, and that really resonated with me. A couple, yeah. Just I remember that. I remember that song.
Crash.
Yeah.
Into me.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about that, but I thought it was a good movie.
You kind of scared me there.
What?
But.
Oh, sorry, Kylie. Who's the girl that's on Big Bang Theory?
Kylie?
The blonde?
Yeah. I don't know her first
name. Coco, Cacao. What is her name?
Kaylee Cuoco.
Is that her name?
Haley Cuoco? I know it's Cuoco.
Okay.
I don't know what her first name is.
The girl who plays the lead in Lady Bird kind of reminds me of, like, she could be her little sister or something.
Isn't her name like Suarez or something? Or?
I don't know. You would know, though.
I don't know.
Don't know.
Do you turn that volume down to your mic? Because you
every time breathe. He turns
only because I'm sighing a little bit every now and then. So.
Why are you sighing at us?
No, he does that all the time though. So that's
so cool. You can't
just sign.
Right. Testing. One, two, testing.
You're the worst.
Testing.
Different.
Well, this is we're recording on December the 12th. And I was thinking, we probably have two more episodes before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Do you guys want to talk about New Year's resolutions?
I mean, you are going to be vegan, so.
Max and I said at the beginning of the year, we're going to really, for real, be vegan.
Because we're kind of lazy. As we're right now.
Yeah, I thought you guys were vegan, right?
Yeah, no? Everybody thinks that.
So. Everybody thinks that, but we're not actually... I'm going to throw this pencil out the doorway. We're not, but I also don't like to be wasteful. So we're eating all of the meat and cheese that we have in the house.
Oh, there you go.
Until we get to being vegan. Is that right?
Yeah.
I made some killer potato soup tonight. Oh, we brought you some.
Oh, cool.
We brought you some potato soup.
It's really good. Soup.
It is good. Tell them it's good.
Everything's good. Just, I'm not a big fan of carrots, so I don't know how the carrots are, so.
You push those aside?
Yeah, I don't eat any
In
carrots.
All fairness, it is called potato soup. Why did you throw carrots in potatoes?
Because it's actually, it gives a little color, it's a little more enticing.
I like that butternut squash soup. I just
did had you the like last the butternut of that squash?
Today. I don't like squash.
We better get on board, because we're about to be vegan. You got to eat the squash.
I'm not eating squash.
Ugh.
Isn't squash, don't you think they didn't know what to name it, and then somebody stepped on it? Let's call it squash. It's squash now.
It's possible. It's possible.
Yeah, anything's possible.
Well, I've had another killer episode. Did you guys do better with me here or better without me? Maxwell! God, you're such a butthole.
Much better with you here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liars.
No.
Luckily, I'm covering my face, and you two can, like, talk, like, in eye contact and not hurt my feelings.
Whoa. Oh, that was loud, wasn't it? I meant to do this.
Well, I heard that you guys were kind of lost without me in the last episode.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
So you're either lost without me, or I'm talking about shit you don't want to talk about.
We made the one.
Is that where we are?
We kept talking that you. We kept mentioning you weren't here, which is just, the like, cardinal here? Sin of
just be here and don't say anything.
No,
liar.
That'd be even worse. That'd be the worst of the worst.
You guys are talking about things I say.
I'm the one that's not supposed to say anything.
Were you guys talking about things I say?
No. Yes.
Sort of.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Tell me. What'd you say?
I forget.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
You guys talk about that?
Yeah. Seriously? Mention that. Your language when you're driving. We talked about that.
Oh, that is bad. Mm-hmm. I don't think I get more angry than when I'm driving. And Max has been with me the last couple of days, and it's been
okay.
Oh, okay, good.
It's not been terrible.
Oh, thanks.
But I mean, I don't blame you. Some people are
lunatics, right?
My biggest thing is, you're doing a great job at being in my way. That's what I say to a lot of people in the car.
I never heard that one.
No? Mm-mm. I say that a lot, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Max, yay or nay?
Yes.
Yes. I don't want to teach my kids to be so aggressive as drivers, but I'm a very aggressive.
I'm kind of a scared driver anyway, so. I mean, I've only driven.
Don't say scared. You're just aware and concerned.
Tentative?
Tentative.
Tentative?
Why are you scared? We've only driven a parking lot.
No, I haven't.
Where else you drive?
Uh-oh.
Papletoni.
Papletoni or Papledoug?
Papletoni.
Where'd Papletoni let you drive?
Oh, my God. Hang on a second. Can you put your hand over your face again?
What are you doing?
No, well, it's cool. It's cool. All
right.
Where did Papletoni let...
We took the country roads.
Papletoni is my dad.
Yeah.
And where'd you guys go?
We went in the country roads with the BMW.
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
With the stick?
Yeah.
He taught you how to drive a stick?
He tried to.
That's a tough one to get. That's a tough one to learn.
I wasn't that good.
But once you learn it, it's.
I had to learn how to drive a car and a stick. I had that Jeep. My mom taught me, actually.
I bet you if that car probably out there is a stick.
No, it's not.
No, it wouldn't be. No.
It's not a manual.
No.
A stick is like first, second, third, fourth, fifth. What I like, an automatic is drive, reverse.
I know. I've driven both.
Oh, I'm sorry, 14-year-old that knows everything. I don't know why I would say.
I just know what they're called.
Okay, then you know what? Why don't you close out this podcast? Because I'm done talking to you.
Okay. Well, don't be a dick.